Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've talked in the past about different things to consider when hiring a financial advisor, and these have included the advisor's experience, credentials, and how they're compensated. But did you know that there's actually an association for financial advisors which is focused on that profession of financial planning? And here to tell us more is Rob DeHollander, who is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina, and member of the South Carolina Financial Planning Association. Rob, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be back.
Give us an overview of the Financial Planning Association. Is this something that's similar to like the Bar Association for lawyers or the AMA for doctors?
Yeah, it is. So, you know, most professional disciplines have professional organizations that they've formed, and the FPA, the Financial Planning Association, is the one centric to financial planners with kind of a special focus on CFP. In the U.S., there's about 22,000 members right now, and in South Carolina, there's nearly 200. So they focus on financial planners, but they also have resources for individuals and education to people to understand the importance of financial planning and how to set financial goals for financial literacy.
You mentioned that besides the work that the association does for financial planners themselves, they also have information that can help investors. And so walk us through what that is. Can an investor who's looking for an advisor go to your association? Is there a way to find rankings on advisors?
Yeah, they don't rank them per se, but if a member is on there, they can go to fpasouthcarolina.org, look up their advisor's name or a prospective advisor, and it will tell whether or not they're a member of the Financial Planning Association, specifically in the South Carolina chapter as well.
All right, and so how does this differ from other organizations that are involved in your industry, such as the one that issues certified financial planner credentials, which is what you are also?
Yeah, that's correct. So, you know, I think all professions pretty much have certain licenses and credentials that they employ. And the CFP is the kind of the gold standard for financial planners. And most of these designations are intended to demonstrate just a high level of experience and competence. Ones like the CFP and also the FPA, they also have a fiduciary requirement as well. So there's an ethics component. I think the key difference for an organization as opposed to a credential like the FPA is it's basically just a member organization where financial planners can come together and share ideas and best practices to help enhance both their practice and then also good client outcomes as well.
And so what are the trends that the FPA is seeing in your industry currently?
Well, I think the industry is changing a lot right now. The compliance burden for financial advisors has increased dramatically. It's taking time away from actually being a financial advisor, frankly. And so the FPA is helping advisors to manage their businesses and some of the newer requirements for disclosure and compliance. But they also focus on getting advisors together to share just, again, best practices. I think one of the challenges I've seen over my career has been that, and I've worked for some of these companies in the past, is they can become kind of insular. And so a client experience can largely be affected by the types of products and services that that specific company is pushing. And so the FPA is focused on getting advisors from different firms to share best ideas across different company borders. And again, that typically results in better client outcomes as a result.
Now, back in the day when I was in your industry, which was, we're going back 20 plus years. The majority of advisors were commission-based, you know, known as stockbrokers, basically. And there was not a lot going on in the fee-based part of the business. It was a trend that was just starting at that time, I believe. Is that the norm nowadays with financial advisors, or are there still commission financial advisors? Is it a mix?
Yeah, it's a mix. It's definitely trended more towards fee-based advisors. And again, that's an important element of the relationship with your financial advisor is knowing what you're being charged and what services you're getting for that. But most of it's moved over to a flat fee model, either as a fee for advice or a fee as a percentage of assets that are managed. I think that's a great trend, frankly, because you know exactly what you're paying. You know the advice that you're getting, and you can gauge the value of it a lot more clearly than a kind of a hidden commission.
Well, Rob, thank you so much for spending time with us again today.
Yeah, thanks again, Mike. My pleasure.
Rob DeHollander is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina, and member of the South Carolina Financial Planning Association. We will have a link to that organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.